Welcome everyone to the second class of reincarnation. So before we get started, I'd like to recap last week's class. So for those of you that were here or those of you that weren't, I'm going to spend a couple minutes and go through kind of the key concepts that we covered. So why are we learning about reincarnation? The point of the study is really to give you the tools to make your life better. And the more you can understand the different concepts and things that you can do proactively, you can have tools to figure out where to go. So if you're driving to Vegas, you don't want to get into a car and just start driving in a random direction. You kind of want to know where you need to go and what the map looks like. So the same thing is for reincarnation. The more you learn about your soul journey, you can understand where to go and how to be effective. We also covered the five levels of the soul. So starting from the lowest level, and that's Ruach, Nefesh, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. So as you cleanse each level of the soul, you elevate to the second level and then the third level. The fourth and fifth levels don't apply in this physical world, so we're really only concentrating on the first three. We also discuss spiritual cleansing. What do we do or not do that's preventing our spiritual growth? So oftentimes we do great things, we're nice to people, but things don't really manifest in our life. A lot of times the reason why we don't grow spiritually is because we're engaging in negative behavior that's preventing our growth. And we also did cover rewards of pain and how pain removes negativity that's attached to the soul and the body. And it's not really a punishment, it's really a cleansing. And finally, we discussed why do we even reincarnate? What's the point? What are the reasons? Why would a soul decide to come back? So the first type is you come to rectify a negative action you did. So in a prior lifetime, you maybe hurt someone or stole from someone, you come back to not engage in that action. The second type of reincarnation is you did everything, but you failed to give charity your whole life. So you come back to rectify a positive action that you missed. And the third is you come as a volunteer and you come to assist others in their spiritual journey. So last week during the meditation in the class, we were tasked with finding a negative action that you may engage in and refraining from it for the week. And would anyone like to share maybe what their negative action was and maybe if anything special happened to them last week? Anyone? Okay, I'll go ahead and share mine if someone wants to share theirs after. So last week I spoke about my negative action is really impatience, and it really happens very frequently when I'm in a car. So I made a really conscious effort last week not to honk or high beam or yell at people in vehicles. So I didn't Uber around, I actually drove. And I'm usually in the car for 2 hours a day, I commute, so I'm always in the car. So it's a little bit challenging. So last week I found myself stopping my hand before I wanted to honk, and not pulling my window down and maybe saying not nice things. So I was very aware of it last week. It wasn't easy because I feel that a lot of times when you act in those negative actions, it's kind of like a reflex. Sometimes you're not even aware. So I really kind of made an effort to not honk or do anything really bad to anyone on the road. Let's start with Cain. He's the one that killed his brother. He corresponds to the left arm, and he was the firstborn. And this corresponds to things we do with action. So a lot of times you can do great things with action. If you're a doctor, you can save a life. But if you use action the wrong way, you can harm someone or kill someone, or where Cain did, he killed his brother. People that are connected to Cain are usually really good at things involving their hands. So artists, doctors, people that make things like construction workers, those types of people are usually connected to the soul of Cain. Abel corresponds to the right arm, and this corresponds more to speech. So the correction is really the speech, and people that are connected to the soul of Abel are really good speakers, salesmen, politicians, people that really know how to use their voice and speaking skills. And, you know, when you think about it, you might say, well, is one good, one bad? They're both good, they're just different. So someone that is connected to the soul of Cain, you know, might be reincarnated as a doctor, and it's an opportunity to correct that gift of action to be able to help people and save lives as opposed to harming others. And oftentimes, the people that might bother you the most might be from the opposite brother. So if you're Cain and you love to do things with action, maybe someone who's connected to Abel talks a lot might really bother you. You may want to just see more action and things getting done as opposed to someone who talks a lot. And oftentimes you'll find the people that kind of get under your skin are usually the other one. So does anyone want to share maybe who they may think they're a part of?
I believe I come from the root of Cain.
Okay.
Because I'm artistic and I play an instrument and it's stronger than my speaking skills.
Definitely see that. Anyone else?
I think I'm from the root of Abel because I have no talent whatsoever in creating anything.
I have to agree, I'm definitely Abel because I love to talk and I can't even draw a stick figure or play, you know, a harmonica at least. Anyone else? Anyone think that they're one or the other?
Neither.
Neither?
Can you be both or no? It's one or the other.
It's one or the other, but I think you can have aspects of both. Okay, great. So now we're going to go back a little into what reincarnation is and talk about the difference between reincarnation and Ibor. So just to recap, reincarnation is what happens when someone dies and a person is born and a soul goes into the body. So the reason why it's good to know kind of the difference between these is how these both occur, we can really use them to maximize our soul journey. So if we understand how reincarnation works in Ibor, we can really use that to our advantage to maximize what our soul is here to do. So that's reincarnation. So Ibor is a little bit different. So while someone is alive, the soul of a righteous joins them. They become spiritually impregnated with an additional soul. So that's Ibor. You know, it sounds a little different than reincarnation. So the greater the positive acts you do, the greater the soul one can draw to their body. So there's two types of Ibor. So let that soak in one for 1 second, and a soul actually comes in to help you. So there's two ways that can kind of happen. So the first way is a soul could have done everything they needed to, but they're missing one small piece. So it could be, you know, helping a neighbor in need. And it's too little for them to be reincarnated to just do that one action. So they kind of jump on to the soul and help the person, help their neighbor, and then they get credit for that action and they help the person complete the action. So it's a win-win, call it a twofer, and they both get to engage in that positive action, and then that Ibor that came in completes their correction and doesn't need to come back. So the second type is a soul of a righteous joins you for a spiritual action and they just come in for a volunteer. They come in and they guide you to do a positive action. So let's say you decide that you want to feed the homeless every Sunday at the local shelter, the Ibor would join and help you with that goal. And the Ibor can actually stay with you until it decides to leave. So let's say you're doing that every week, but when you go home at night, you go home and yell at your spouse, the Ybor can leave because it doesn't want to be attached when you're engaging in negativity. It doesn't get harmed, but it can just leave. So oftentimes the Ybor that comes, it's a soul that's connected to your soul. And we can get stuck when we're working on things. So for example, if you struggle with anger or, you know, road rage or something of that nature, it's very difficult to do that by yourself. It's almost impossible. So having the Ybor and that soul coming and assisting you is very important and very necessary for that type of growth. So it sounds like a great deal. So how does this happen? How can we obtain this? And the more spiritual growth you do, the more positive actions you do, you're drawing more souls that are connected to your soul that are going to help you with positive actions. So let's say tomorrow morning you wake up and you decide you want to open an orphanage. Then souls will come to help you to do this task. That's why oftentimes when you decide to do something great, you already feel good about it even before you've accomplished it. It's because you're getting that soul assistance to do that positive act, which is really great. But at the same time, you have to know when you decide to do something negative, negative souls help you do a negative act. So deciding what to do is not only about you, it's you're attracting different energies to come to support you in that process. So here's the fun stuff. So where do we reincarnate? So all of us here clearly reincarnated in human beings. But there's really four levels that we can reincarnate. So it could be in the mineral level, the vegetable, the animal, and the human level. So based on the actions that you do in a lifetime, it determines how you come back, if you come back, and how. So either you live your life and you complete your soul correction in all three levels of the five, you don't need to come back. But if you don't correct something, not only do you need to come back, you may have to come back as a mineral, a vegetable, or an animal if you don't come back as a human. So when we commit a crime, and a crime doesn't mean you have to, you know, steal something. If you speak bad about someone, you're angry, you do something kind of negative, you're really taking the light from the good side of your soul and it's going to the dark side. And when this happens, the soul goes down. So it's dropping from human down to animal, vegetable, or mineral. And oftentimes, it's not about acting well and engaging in good actions to be nice or to be a good person. It's really ensuring that your soul doesn't drop to these levels. And, you know, once again, when you do the good, you're attracting the positive souls that keep you in the human level, as opposed to when you do the negativity, it can drop you down, and the negative side can bring you to all the way down to the mineral level. So why don't we start with the mineral level? And that's the lowest level. And that could be coming back as a rock or a stone. Doesn't sound too fun. You really can't do anything, can't eat, can't talk, you can't listen to music. So people that come back as a mineral are those that speak bad about people. So you were probably thinking something really bad, but, you know, speaking bad through reincarnating into a mineral, can't speak about anyone, you can't speak. So through that reincarnation, your soul is cleansing and preventing that negative behavior. So it's not a punishment, it's allowing the soul to cleanse. So you'll be sure not to say anything at all when you're a rock. Going into the vegetable kingdom, before that, if you're going from mineral to vegetable, a lot of times there's certain windows that you can elevate. So if you're in the mineral level and you want to go to the vegetable kingdom and you've cleansed that part of the soul, this usually happens in Leo, Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. So those are windows where that can happen. So let's say it's Scorpio, it's in November, and you're not fully cleansed. You would have to wait all the way to Leo and stay as a rock, which doesn't sound too fun. So for the vegetable kingdom, what does that look like? So that could be plants, that could actually be water. Murderers, for example, get reincarnated into water in a body of a lake, a stream, kind of like this photo in waterfalls. And that's because the water is constantly knocking down that soul, and it's a cleansing, and it's, in a way, it's kind of a strangulation or a choking of the water, which sounds as a punishment, but it's actually cleansing that soul to be able to elevate to a higher level. And once the soul wants to go from vegetation to animal, this usually happens in Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. So these are the windows where that soul, if corrected and cleansed, can elevate into the next level. So the next level is animal, and you might ask, what did I miss in this life that I would come back as an animal? So let's say someone is very wealthy and has a very large ego and doesn't really share and thinks that they're responsible for all of their success. They can be reincarnated into a queen bee, which is a type of animal that has a very large ego, and that would be like a cleansing process for that soul. Let's say a dog, that could be part of a sexual deviance. A lot of us have dogs here. And that is a correction through coming back as a dog. And then for the soul to elevate from animal to human, this usually happens by Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So if any of you are one of those, and that would go into human. So you may ask, well, if I get reincarnated in a mineral, do I have to become a vegetable and then go to animal and then a human? So it usually goes as a bridge going up, but oftentimes you can actually jump. So for example, if a human says a blessing on a vegetable while he's eating the vegetable, then the soul that's in the vegetable can elevate to human because it was revealed and it would pass animal. So oftentimes it can jump. However, it usually kind of goes step by step as the soul is cleansed. Any questions on that? I know Rebecca's thinking of Rosie.
She's amazing to me.
Yeah.
She's my best friend.
So now I'd like to do kind of a short meditation to kind of just take in some of what we've covered. So if you guys can all uncross your legs and hands and put your feet out. Okay, everyone close your eyes. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath in, a deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Feeling yourself getting relaxed from your feet all the way up to your knees, moving up to your thighs. All the way up to your stomach. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. All the way up to your chest. Deep breath in. Relaxing your face. Taking another deep breath in. Deep breath out. OK, Okay, I want you to imagine you are standing in a calming place. So this could be a beach, a forest, by a body of water, somewhere where you find true peace and calmness. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. You feel calm. You feel connected to everything waiting for you. Love, health, prosperity, peace of mind. Deep breath in. Feel one with yourself. You feel true happiness in this place. You feel the sun shining on your skin. You hear the wind. And you are at complete oneness. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Now I want you to focus on a soul that has left, a righteous soul, that you want to invite in this special place that you are. Someone you're connected to, someone that you believe can provide true assistance. And you want to invite them in your space. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. And now you're standing with that person. And you want to ask them to help you in one area that you find challenging and need assistance. Deep breath in. This can be health, this could be relationships, this could be anything that you need that you're challenged with. You feel that you can't do this one alone. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. You ask them to help you with that one thing, and then you thank them. And you are alone now in that place. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. You feel an overwhelming calmness and happiness after meeting with this righteous soul. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. We're going to count to five. Deep breath in, five. Deep breath out, four. Deep breath in, deep breath out, three. Deep breath in, deep breath out, two. Deep breath in, deep breath out. One, deep breath in, deep breath out. And open your eyes whenever you're ready. Did anyone experience anything, or would anyone like to share about maybe what they saw or who they asked to visit?
I felt, I don't know, obviously don't know who it was, but I felt someone's arms around me. So I felt, I didn't feel alone.
That's great. And then do you, what did you ask for help with?
Guidance.
That's awesome. Anyone else?
I just saw a bright light. I got a hoodie. So just it's really light. And I asked for guidance as well in terms of dealing with whatever challenge I'm dealing with in this week. And so I can deal with it in a spiritual manner and not unleash on people because, you know, I'm dealing with my shadow side and trying to work something out at work that it's coming from a spiritual place and not from a place of reactive.
Yeah. Right. Anyone else? And I think a lot of times that we get overwhelmed and we're dealing with something, it's very hard not only to ask for assistance, but we think that we can do everything alone, and most things we can't. And I think just releasing that, and whether it's this meditation or, you know, your own personal meditations or prayers, is just, we can't really do it alone. We need that assistance. And whether it's in a nibor or whether it's our own connection to the Creator and or both, that really allows us for that openness, because as much as we think we have the solution for everything, unfortunately we don't. And I think just that openness just allows things that maybe we never thought of to kind of open up for us in a way that we didn't think was possible. So I'd like to kind of just do a quick takeaway of what we covered today, because I know you all memorized it. So today we really covered the roots of the soul, whether you are more connected to Cain or Abel, and really understanding that whether you're one or the other, can you really work on, if your gift is speech, can you be more aware of your speech? Because not everyone is a good speaker or really good with their hands. I mean, clearly I can't draw a circle, but if you're given that gift, what are you doing with it? So if you're given the gift of speech, are you telling people how great they are? Or are you using that to your own advantage? So really thinking about that this week, and where are your gifts and what can you do to maximize them? Because ultimately, that's why we're here. You're given a gift, so either you're going to use it for the better of everyone or you use it to harm yourself and others. We also discussed reincarnation and Nibor, so the soul of a righteous really coming to assist us, and whether that's because the soul needs to complete a task that they missed, or they're there for us to guide us. And it's really a gift, so when you act negative or if you get angry, that can leave. So really being conscious of your behavior all the time, and it's not really from a manners perspective, it's about the responsibility and the opportunity to have a soul help you, because who doesn't want that? And then we covered where we reincarnate. So a lot of us may think that we're automatically reincarnated in humans, and really depending on how you maximize your life in this lifetime will determine how and really what you come back as. So I think a human is great. I really would not want to come back as a rock or a vegetable or an animal. And we kind of take for granted things, something so simple as speaking bad about someone, which actually takes you to the lowest level, which you would think it would be a lot more egregious, but really speaking bad about someone can really hurt so many people. So really being conscious of those things this week, because that's another way that you're going to really cleanse your soul and allow the different levels to elevate and really experience all the good things you do that are being prevented from the negative actions.